the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We praise God and we thank Allah, the Lord of all the worlds, the one and the same God for us all, Muslim, Christians, and Jews. There is no God but the one Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. Muhammad is not God, but Muhammad is the messenger of God. Prayers and peace be upon him, the last of the prophets, the mercy to all the world. Dear beloved people, let me first take this opportunity to welcome you and thank you for coming out in support of the public address by Imam W.D. Muhammad and also the Muslim Business Community Conference, the annual Muslim Business Community Conference. A local effort for a national interest, for the purpose of supporting W.D. Muhammad in the concept of New Africa and the cultural identity, helping to resolve the identity crisis, especially among African-American people. Also, it is to support and help Imam W.D. Muhammad in the concept of CPC, Collective Purchase Conference, to encourage investment and participation behind the man that we can trust. Why can we trust him? Because of his word. He has proven to us that he's worthy of our trust. Also, this conference is to support social dignity in our community and also society. And to help eradicate racism and to encourage race consciousness and race esteem without the burden of racism. This is a beautiful day today here in Newark. Some of you may have seen outside, right in front of the Darris Ballroom, the St. Patrick's Day Parade is going on right now, simultaneously. And we are here in the Darris Ballroom with a large crowd enjoying each other's company, getting ready to hear the man, the reason why we are here. But before we bring the Imam on, it's very important to show appreciation for the support and the help that we have here. And we have good help. And I want to make one quote from the Holy Quran, because it's important that we know who the workers are. The real workers, not the window dressers, the fakes. When the Imam comes, they start dancing around in front of us. But we can't get a quart out of them to help us support the program. But we want to highlight the real workers, the people who are behind the leadership of Imam Wallace D. Muhammad and local leadership and this community, because it takes support, it takes help, serious, sincere people. Sponsors, you may have seen the program. On that list, there's about 30 people Those are the people that make this happen. It's about 30 people. Well, you see thousands. Thousands come out. But about 30 people make tremendous sacrifices so we can enjoy breakfast and lunch and dinner and visual aid and just a wonderful environment. A nice climate for business success. And Imam Ali Muslim, I'm not saying that we are not a part of these sponsors. We lead the sponsors. We do it first. And Murad Muhammad, our leading businessman in this area, he'd be right behind him. And what he does, he, to whom much is given, much is asked, because he's so strong and solid and rich. He do more. It's expected of him to do more. And that's beautiful. Because there's no better investment that we can put our support behind today than Wallace D. Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. Then we have Family Health Network, Nuruddin Muhammad, another strong, strong supporter. We was hoping to hear from him, but you know how we are, we always come late just for the main event. But the preparation and the pillows and the things that's needed to get these big jobs done, we don't show interest in that. But Nuruddin Muhammad is a man we should get to know. And the product that he represents. He owns 51% of Family Health Network. He's connected throughout the country and the world, 51%, and he's a Muslim. That's literature out there. You should get it and read about it. Golden opportunity. Also, New Africa Appliance and Refrigeration, Brother Halim Kadus owned two blocks in the city of Newark. You got to get to meet these people. This is employment for us in this town. And we need to support our good business people. And how do we know they're good business people? Because they are working to establish what our leader has introduced here and around the country. He's going to change the block with the support of the city council on Lyons Avenue to New Africa Block. And that's within 2 years. I think it was 1997 when the imam said change Newark to New Africa. Less than 2 years, we're now changing the block, the whole block. The strongest taxpayer in that block is Halim Kadus. That's one street. He's also on Springfield Avenue. Also, Umad Developers, low mod income housing, strong project getting ready to take place, the city of Newark. When the government started acknowledging Muslims, the imam, believe me, we are growing. This city here, Newark, New Jersey, sent us a letter. I have it up. Just believe me, trust me. The city of Newark is honoring the imam. For the impact, they say for the impact that we've had in the neighborhood with New Africa, phase two development. Mind you, New Africa. Now you got the top officials saying it now. This thing is growing. It's no play thing. It's no joke. You just can't walk in here and think it's going to be just, you know, you just, it can just happen like that. Good work. Serious people. Also, I don't have the list in front of me, and every time I do this, I always forget somebody. PNC Bank, Patricia Nelson. I think she's here. She's from the PNC Bank of Orange. She came to make a presentation. I don't know if she got the opportunity to do it. She did do it. Takbir. So go get you a mortgage and a loan. So you can get you a decent house. Amin Muhammad, he's the regular. Akbar Muhammad and family, Malik Harris and Falcom Electrical Company, Akbar Salam, Unity Halal Beef Company, donated all this good food we're going to eat today. Jamal Muhammad, Abdul Muweed Muhammad, Naeem Muhammad, and Khadija. Naeem and Khadija Muhammad and family, Shakir Barbershop, Hassan Bilal and Muhammad, Hassan Bilal and family, New Africa Halal Restaurant, Daya Bilal, New African, mind you, listen at this now, New Africa Communication Incorporation, Believers Design Incorporation, New Africa USA Appliances and Refrigeration, Muhammad Abdul Ghani, Mustafa El Amin, Imam Mustafa El Amin, coordinated the workshops, is that right? Did he do a good job? Takdir, that's one of our assistants, he's helping us. I'm so happy to have him on board with us. I'm ready to do a little holy dance, but I'm not going to do it, because you would take it wrong. But it's wonderful to have qualified, educated people helping us. Wali Abin, New Africa Market. Abdullah Akbar Muhammad. Daoud Muhammad, Salam Muhammad, Ibrahim Muhammad, and our special serious supporter, Salik W. Salam and his family. You know, he'd been with us when we was unpopular, Brother Salik Salam. And Brother Salik Salam is working directly with Brother Nuruddin Muhammad. Now let me just tell you something else about Nuruddin Muhammad and Salik Salam. Not only do he own 51% of Family Health Network, but he is the one responsible for New Africa shopping mall, home shopping, and business opportunity on the internet. 163 million people. By the year 2000, they say there about 60% of America will be done shopping through home shopping. Smart cards. You have to put them in the, put your card to pay a toll to travel down the turnpike. So this is modern business, modern technology, because of the leadership of Imam W.D. Muhammad. Our leader have come today. When we asked him what he would talk to us about, he said, and he is a businessman too. He is a real businessman. See, some people confuse business and service. This man have been in business. Well, take your time and turn it back on, because I'm not finished. Somebody pull the plug or it fell out. Did it fall out? Well, we got to tape it in there, because we don't want to fall out when the imam get up here. You can do me like that, but don't do Wallace like that. boy, I would really get over there. You got to put some tape on that.
okay now.
All right. Thank you, sir. Also, another strong supporter is our New Africa Daycare Center. So this community is growing, and is growing in a dignified way, and it's because of the leadership of Imam Wallace B. Muhammad. And he have chose to address us today on faith, good works, and Islam. Oh, I remember I was saying that the Imam was a businessman. Yes, people business is the most important business. People business. And he'd been in people business from the very inception. Now, he's also moving into products. CPC is an arm, a committee, collecting, purchasing committee that will be buying products. And the investors will get benefit from these products. And the strategy, the way the Imam have laid it out, is so beautiful until the profits will be tremendous. So with those few comments, I pray Allah that we did not miss anyone that we should have acknowledged. And at this time, we want to bring before you our Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American spokesman. Takbir.
We witness that God is one. We put our faith and trust in Him, who is mighty, sublime. We don't break the faith. We keep the faith. We witness that Muhammad, the prophet, the last prophet, the seal of the prophets, to whom the last revelation, the Quran, is revealed, is His servant and His messenger. نشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. We witness that Muhammad is His servant and His messenger. Praise be to Allah. I'm not in any pain, but my voice is hoarse, having some laryngitis. Inshallah, we'll be able to make it through this. I believe the mic is sensitive enough to carry my voice to you without me straining it. Our topic for today is faith and works. Faith and works. We know that no one can give us faith. Only God can give a person faith. God can give us person faith. We can influence them, we can invite them and influence them, but we cannot give them faith. Allah said this to His servants, the messengers, peace be upon them, that they cannot give faith to anyone. It is God who gives faith. In the Quran, God promises two gardens, not one garden, Jannatain, two gardens. And a garden has to be worked. You have to work the garden to have the beauty, the life and beauty of the garden. You have to work the garden. Islam has come to us with the Prophet, the Quran, the Revelation, and the Prophet Muhammad to show us the full life that God wants us to live, and to explain things that were before difficult for people to understand, the people of the scripture, the believers, to make it easy on the people to understand, so that they will be able to live the full life that God created them for. We know that work is the nature of every human being. We used to associate work with men, that work is for men. And we didn't know that our wives were working that, as my mother would say, skin off the bone, doing all the things that she had to do to keep the house, take care of the husband, see that he was able to stay on his feet and do the things he had to do, and take care of all the children. Many times there were many children to take care of. But we thought that work was for men. Work is for all things living. All things living, even insects, everything has to work. Work is the property of every living thing. The love of work, pride of work, is the property of every living thing. And more so for the human being, because of our ability to do so much more work than insects or animals or even angels. And that is why God says in the scripture that he made the man little above angels, little above angels. And it's not put that way in our scripture, the Quran, the last revelation, and nevertheless it is put there, and even plainer. Says he asked the angel, God asked the angels, said, tell me your names. And they replied to God, they answered him, and they say, we have no knowledge except what you've given us. So they didn't even have the knowledge of their names, not on their own. They had not the ability to name themselves. They had not the ability to even discover their names. And God said to the man that he was making, our father, the first man, human being, he said, Adam, tell them their names. And Adam told them their names, and they all responded with great submission, bowing, making prostration to Adam, the higher creature in the mind, the higher creature in the intellect. They submitted to his superior mind for the work of God in creation. God did not say, I taught Adam the names then, but at that point, he didn't say he taught Adam the names. He just spoke to Adam and said, tell them their names. And Adam told them their names. It's wonderful. Yes. This is almost like on stage. You can't see when you can't see your own script. Well, there's no light back here, is it? I'll make out. I can make out. That's all right. I got it. Yes, we're going to come back to the gardens, the two gardens, just in a few moments. Now, when we study the Genesis, and when we study how man was developed and made to progress by stages, steps of progression in the Quran, there is, I would say, a parallel. There's a parallel agreement in the two reports, but they're difficult to grasp right away. The belief that not only we descended or we are from the first man in terms of our life, our human life, our flesh, but that we are also from the first man in terms of our production, our productivity, and our production, what we produce. He made our father more than flesh. He made our father a brain, an intellect, a mind, a great mind, for great production. And scripture shows us how the children of our first father progressed. They progressed not only as flesh, but more importantly, they progressed as industrious children of their father. Industrious children of their father. They became great builders. They are pointed to as the builders of the world, the ones who built the world originally. And we are the children of those who built the world in the beginning and built it and left it for others to inherit. The scientific world, the industrious world, is the work of our father and his children. And we are his children, so it is also our works. So this work, great work of man, that is a property, as a love, as a devotion, as a pride, as an interest, it is a property of every human being, male and female. God wants us to know that it is to be done with respect for the one who created you, and with respect for the nature and excellence that he created you for. To keep that work for God, and to keep that work excellent. Excellent. Prophet Muhammad stressed his interest in excellence when he said, prayers and peace be upon him, whenever the believer endeavors to do a thing, he seeks to perfect it. He seeks to perfect it. That is, he's always trying to do it the best he can. If you dress, you should dress the best you can. Don't see something messed up and not straighten it up if you can straighten it up. Please, your eyes for excellence, the eyes for excellence, when you're dressing yourself, when you're cleaning yourself, when you're helping another, when you're doing a work for a boss, please your eye for excellence. Do your best. This is an obligation according to our prophet, our leader Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, on all of us, male and female. And God rewards us all according to our works. Allah says to Muhammad and to all of us through him in the Quran that he does not misplace the work of any worker. I think the translation is that he does not lose or something like that, or waste. The work, it means misplaced. So you don't lose anything, but it'd be misplaced. If I don't get the credit for my good works from you, somebody else will get the credit. It's misplaced. And if you don't get the credit for your good works, somebody else will get it. It's misplaced. They won't say it wasn't done. They'll not acknowledge that it was done. Yes. So God created us for work. That's the point. And the greatest work is done. It's done by one who believes as a God responsible for it all, and who believes that that God is to be respected. That person does the greatest work. And that kind of belief comes only from a person who believes in God. Faith. Allah says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا صَالِحًا. Except for those who believe and do good works. In the religious order, and then after the influence in them has influenced the masses of people to believe that work for God is just abstract work, and that the products are abstract products. I work for God to be righteous, an abstract product. I work for God to be truthful, an abstract product. I work for God to be loving and kind, abstract products. I work for God to be a builder of a city, to be a builder of a nation. That's the work, not just the abstract product. God created our Father and made him to have a nature and a spirit, to want to work the earth and develop it and build upon it and to manifest the great tool that God gave in his brain, to manifest the productivity of that brain as a witness to God. His shahada is his work more than his words. Jannatain, two gardens, two gardens. One is the garden of the soul, the other one is the garden of the material world. God created us to cultivate the garden of the human soul, but he created us also to cultivate the garden of the human world, the world of material things affected and influenced by the human being. When we look at the surroundings in a city or in a town where there's great human industrial works, we don't see as much of natural works as we do of man-made works. Man produces so much until he blocked out the forest, blocked out the animal kingdom. He surrounds himself with the works of his own brain and his hands. A great producer. If all of this could be done to glorify God, it would be a great shahada. And all of our children would come up knowing God and believing in God and loving God and wanting to pay a debt back to God, if man would just acknowledge that it was God who designed his nature. It was God who designed his intelligence. It was God who made his special brain to be superior over all the brains of the world. It was God who did that. And that he owed all of his credit to that God. Then his children will come up, believers in God, his children will come up appreciating God and not thinking that man is God, are thinking that man is the limit, man is the ultimate, man is the all in all. And when he's lost in that man, world of mankind, he has no one to turn to but man. So he's crushed by man's world, having no one to turn to but man. And man cannot give him answers that his soul was asking. It's not the brain that man gave him that's asking the question. It's the soul that God gave him that's asking the question. And man can't ask them, so he left alone, suffering in the world, miserable, without direction. Jannatain, two gardens, the garden of the soul and the material universe. And God says his throne was first upon the waters. And then later God says, my song extends over the heavens and the earth. Not just on the water. He says, my song extends over the heavens and the earth. And then he says to us that he has given us the garden, the width thereof, the width, how spacious it is. He says, as spacious as the heavens and the earth. That means he made our brain to cultivate the whole material system, the whole material scheme. And we let the white man go ahead with it. And we just watch him and complain. When we should read what he read, the Quran, the Word of God, and be motivated as he has been motivated. And go on out to utilize your brain and to utilize all the world that God has created for your human interest, for your intellectual interest, for your mental energy. Thank you very much. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Takbir. Short, sweet, right to the point. So we can go right to work. After we eat this meal. Special announcement. The year 2001, Imam W.D. Muhammad will be leading a delegation to Hajj. That's beautiful. So we should prepare. Those who haven't, it's only required once in a lifetime, those who haven't done it, we should prepare to go with our leader. So there is some tapes available here today, published by Islamic Society in North America, on the practical way to perform the Hajj, to prepare us so we will be well aware of our duties and responsibilities. So we're asking you, if you would, or if you're interested, to see Brother Rafa outside there, one of the booths, and pick up the Hajj tape. So we will be informed. Also, another very important announcement. The 1999 Islamic Convention will be held in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Takbir! And we have a Sister Amatullah Rashad from Wilmington, Delaware, as the chairman. Takbir. That's beautiful. A woman is heading it up, and I'm her number one supporter. Working directly with her, taking my instructions and orders and carrying them out to the letter. Takbir. Now, why am I saying that? Because I know how some of us are. We want to be able to work with our sisters and make this 1999 Islamic Convention the biggest and the greatest convention we ever did in America. So our leaders can address the world. Thank you very much for coming out. We invite you to join us for dinner. Assalamu alaikum.